You are listening to the Mission Matters Podcast Network, where we amplify the stories of entrepreneurs, executives, and experts.
Hi, everyone. Paul Lang from Discipline Training Strategies back with you for podcast number 32, Use of Technical Indicators. Yes, I felt this deserved an entire podcast. If you're new, you may be a little confused what they even are. If you've been around a while, you certainly know what they are, but you may be confused about what they're good for or what you use them for. This is not about just running through the basics on some of these. This is about really understanding what matters in trading and investing, which is the title of this whole series. And after I go through some of the discussion of technical indicators, and on one of the slide notes, you can see the topics I'm going to talk about. You'll see the last bullet there is quite a statement that I feel that this, like several other things in trading, can be an extreme issue, and I want to get to exactly why. There are many topics that deserve their own podcast, and for the most part, I'm here talking to you in a podcast, so we don't have the ability to look at a screen or look at charts together, that type of thing. I do that in a lot of the free webinars at Discipline Trading Strategies. You can go through that homepage and find out where some of those are. But this is more about talking and rationalizing with you some of the key topics in trading and some of the things that stop people from being successful. I have a right to talk about this because for over two decades, I've been trading and training people, doing both and enjoying both. And I've come to find a lot of things about training people and about the psychology that we all go through in learning something like this. It's easy to understand because I went through it and I work with person after person who pretty much goes through the same thing. Let's start with what a technical indicator is. Here is the definition from Investopedia. By the way, if you memorize the entire Investopedia website, you'll be able to lose money in technical analysis faster than anybody can even print it. Here's their definition. Technical indicators are pattern-based signals produced by price, volume, and/or open interest of a security or contract used by traders who follow technical analysis. Blah, blah, blah goes on to list some of the common ones. If you look at my slide notes, you'll see there's a blurb from AI about how many technical indicators there are, and there's also a list of some of the very common technical indicators. I'll explain why I put those out there in a short time. Here's another definition that came just from AI at the header like you get nowadays on a Google page. Technical indicators are mathematical patterns that use historic data to predict future price trends and help investors to make trading decisions. They're derived from a series of data points from past price, volume, and open interest data. Well, if we're going to define it like this, I can live with that last definition. The problem with the first one from Investopedia is I hate the concept of a pattern-based signal. Because what I'm going to get to at the end of this is that what you never, ever, ever want to use a technical indicator for is for any kind of a trading signal. That may beg the question, why do you use them? I'll get into that. But at least AI has picked up on a better definition that just pretty much says historical data to help predict future price trends. I don't love the word predict either, but I think I can live with that because here's the bottom line. Even if you can predict future price trends, that's only a small part of making money. And that's where a lot of people get hung up on these technical indicators. Just because you look at a chart, if you're looking to get into a stock or whatever instrument, if you're looking to get into something and you're making a decision and you look at a whole bunch of stocks, for example, and you can say, hey, these are all trending higher. Okay, I can look at a chart and just say that. I can have any 10-year-old child look at a chart and say, those are higher, those are lower. I could also use a technical indicator to tell me that, but none of those comments will make you money by itself. How do you know that trend isn't going to end? Where do you get in? Where do you get out if you're wrong? Where do you take profits? These are the problems that plague traders all the time. Here's a more simple definition, or my definition. It is simply taking the past price action on the chart and doing some kind of mathematical computation and then extending it forward on the chart with some kind of squiggly line, as I like to call it. Well, here's one of the key things. You're taking past price data that's on the chart, and guess what? I can see that past price data. And what really matters is, believe it or not, the past price data. That's where you see the actual battle between the bulls and the bears. Sure, you can smooth it out with different types of indicators, but that isn't really helpful. It's actually dumbing it down to a large extent. Now, be careful. There are a lot of things out there, and they're not all technical indicators. Any technical indicator I'm about to tell you very shortly is pretty much useless to help you make money. Now, they do have a purpose, but it's not the purpose most people think. However, there are some other things out there that are not really technical indicators because they bring new information to us. For example, the volatility index, that's not really a technical indicator because it's not taking anything from the past. It's bringing us new information. It's telling us about the open interest and puts and calls and bringing it to a chart. Whether you like it or don't, or think it's worthwhile or not, that is new information. So it's not a technical indicator. Same is true of some other concepts you may have heard about. But if you want some good examples of the common technical indicators, look at the slide notes. You'll see that I have a page where I can't even count them. There's, I don't know, 50, 100 different technical indicators. And as the other slide note tells you, there are thousands of them and more being created every day. What I like to do a lot when I teach sometimes, especially on tough topics like this, well, they're not tough topics for me, but they're tough topics for a lot of people to understand, is go to what I call the school of common sense, very simply. If you think you can make money from a technical indicator, and again, these are, in case you don't have the slide notes in front of you, these are things you've probably heard of if you've been in the trading world more than a week, stochastics, CCI, RSI, moving averages are technical indicators. There's the whole list of them, MACD, all these are technical indicators. If you think you're going to make money from a technical indicator, I have a question for you. Which one is it? With all of the millions of people looking to make money in the market, passively, aggressively, and all of these technical indicators out there, you would think somebody would have the answer to say, oh, here's the one. But if there is one supreme indicator, why are there thousands and more being created every day? The school of common sense would tell you, well, obviously none of these are worth anything. Why do they exist? Well, this starts to get into the problem of why they can be so deadly. They exist because they are, in essence, what I call the holy grail for some traders. There are traders that don't really want to learn how to make money. They would just want the shortcut. And the shortcut to them is some magical piece of software, some magical technical indicator that's going to shortcut the process, and you just put it on your screen and you follow that. Common sense. Do you really think that is going to work? And by the way, what if there was one technical indicator that the whole world acknowledged was the supreme one? Think about this a minute. Would it work? The answer is, of course not. Because in the market, it's a zero-sum game, at least for any single price point in the market. When trades happen, if there's winners, there have to be losers on the other side. How can we all be winners? How can there be a technical indicator where everybody wins? Well, there can't be, obviously, mathematically impossible. So to the extent that any one indicator would by some happenstance catch on as being the supreme one, which by the way would never ever happen, it would self-defeat itself very shortly. So the holy grail is one answer. And my answer, and this is kind of a funny one to me, is after training people for so long and trying to, in a large part, erase bad habits from people, one of the habits I think people have, and I call it the cool kids habit, they like these cool names and they just kind of stick with them and they want to keep using them. All these technical indicators are the cool kids thing. On balance, volume, using the volatility index, intraday, using pre-market charts. All these things are worthless to me. They all have some possible practical purpose. For example, I do like the volatility index as a occasional long-term indicator. And by the way, it's not used the way you probably think it is. It's used for complacency, but there are some occasional purposes. But for day trading, it is absolutely hysterical, silly to keep it on your chart. It doesn't tell you anything except the inverse of what the market's doing, which is not very helpful. You can look at the market. So what can you use technical indicators for? Well, I actually do have a technical indicator on my charts, and it's just a simple moving average. But here's the key difference. I do not use that moving average in any way, shape, or form to trigger me into a trade, as our Investopedia definition said. I have those on my chart simply as a guide to understand any trend that's on my chart. Moving averages help me to see the price pattern better because it's kind of a neutralizing effect. I don't want to go into this whole thing now, but if you could picture taking a chart, the famous question I ask people is, what should the correct angle of ascent be in an uptrend? And, you know, 60, 70% of the time, the answer I get back is, oh, 45. If that's your answer, don't try to trade because you're just in kindergarten level. There's no such thing as an angle of ascent. Why? If I take the chart that you said has a 45 degree angle and I make my chart really skinny, if you could picture it really skinny, or I make the bars really skinny, all of a sudden that 45 becomes 60. And if I do the opposite and make my chart short and fat, or if I make the bars wider, all of a sudden 45 becomes 30. It's an irrelevant concept. But what does help to kind of override that is the moving average. If you look at the price compared to a moving average compared to a second moving average, you get kind of a neutralizing effect of that trend. I hope that makes sense to you. But that's the only reason I have that on my charts. The moving averages, the way they act compared to price, just gives me a heads up to kind of look at some things to say, hey, this trend may be ending, or to say, hey, this trend is a perfect trend to be looking at right now. But the key concept is always going to be the price action itself. A second thing that I don't mind people using a technical indicator for, I do not do this, but I don't mind if you put it on there as a negating concept. In other words, you will pass this trade unless this technical indicator does something for you. Now, that's much different than saying you'll take a trade. If you're going to trade, if you're going to, in other words, use your entries to stock prices and enter positions based on a technical indicator, you'll lose money, it's guaranteed. Go do it and see how long you last. There's nothing to even talk about. But what you can do is to say, hey, I've had trouble waiting for pullbacks. So I'm going to put a CCI on my chart, and I won't go long unless the CCI goes below 10. That's what that indicator is supposed to do for you. So that way, it'll prevent you from taking trades. Now, naturally, you don't go long just because the CCI goes below 10, but you go long based on your strategy, and then you will not go long if the CCI doesn't agree with you. That's an okay use for me. I don't recommend you necessarily have to do that if you learn to understand price action in and of itself, but maybe as a tool to help you overcome a problem, it could be a temporary fix. The other thing that you can use technical indicators for is for scanning. This is what they are very good for. If you have a scanning program, and for example, you want to find a really extended stock, well, you can scan for things that are above the upper Bollinger band, for example, or if you want to find consolidations, you can scan for things that are in between the upper and lower Bollinger band, or a whole variety of things you can do. But all that is going to do, it's not going to find entries for you. It's not going to find trades. It's going to take a list of 1,000 stocks or whatever you're scanning and say, hey, Paul, you were looking for this, and here's 12 stocks that met your qualifications. One, two, or none of those may be set up the way I want them to be, but at least I've saved some time in trying to scan all those stocks. So that's a good use for them. I want to emphasize, though, that you never, ever enter a position based on some squiggly line crossing another squiggly line. I use moving averages, as I say, for a trend guidance for me, but moving averages crossing means absolutely nothing. If you think it does, you're wrong. What a lot of traders try to do is to constantly manipulate the numbers to match the chart. See, every technical indicator will have numbers you plug in that'll vary the amount of time you're averaging or whatever it is. So what traders do is when they find something like a MACD or something and they put it on a chart and it's not matching up just right, they'll change the numbers to make that chart work for the MACD. But of course, the next chart is not going to work. So you're just kind of fitting the shoe to your foot, but it's not going to work for the next person. It's just kind of ridiculous. Yes, an entire podcast is devoted to this because if you are a newer or developing trader, it is very likely that you're going to fall into that holy grail person at some point and kind of be wandering around, not sure what to do, how to proceed, not want to really get trained, find a shortcut, and you're going to turn to these. And all I can say is, at least if you hear this, hopefully you won't go to some kind of a holy grail concept like this. Or if you do, it won't take you long to realize, hey, I remember Paul saying this isn't going to work, and you know what? It doesn't work. Better yet, if you can just trust me, skip the whole concept. And I want to remind you, I have no reason to not like technical indicators. It's not like I'm part of some technical indicator club or I get paid for every person who refuses to use the technical indicators. As a matter of fact, I would use them. All I want to do is make money every day trading, and I'll do whatever is necessary to do that. And I've been through all this. They're worthless. There's absolutely no value to them. They've never made me a penny and they never will. So I don't use them because they're worthless. I don't train my traders to use them. And I'm just warning you that it's just a waste of time. Maybe you have to go through it for a while. Maybe you have to play with it for a while. Just don't lose any money goofing around with these because they're not going to work for you. My final comment is just how scary it can be. I was kind of prompted to do this one because I was talking to a gentleman who actually heard these podcasts, got to like me a lot, was talking to me, and we had some emails back and forth. And he sounded like he was going to maybe take training for me, take the seminar program. And like often happens, people, after they say that, they drift away, and I emailed him, and guess what he's doing? His last comment was, well, I'm trying to find the right numbers on an RSI indicator to make some kind of trading concept for me. how disappointing. I mean, this person is just going to fail at this or keep postponing. And maybe some people need to do this. Maybe they have some time. They're not serious about learning yet. They're just taking a few minutes every week to get started dabbling. And, you know, if you figure some of this out for yourself and prove it doesn't work, maybe that's a good thing. But it scares me because I know a lot of people end up losing a lot of money doing this. And here's the worst thing. It's not just losing some money because maybe you contain that to a small amount. But it's also part losing the time that you're investing. And here's the big one to me. And this is the real killer to me. You lose your confidence in technical analysis because you think you're doing technical analysis. There are people out there that say technical analysis doesn't work. And the reason they say that is because they tried some goofy system, some technical indicator, and they feel that that is technical analysis. They lost money and now they hate technical analysis and anybody that talks about it. Using a technical indicator has nothing to do with technical analysis. Technical analysis is learning how to read a chart. When I read charts, I'm looking at the price action. You've seen my charts if you've seen prior podcasts. I'm looking at price action. I'm looking at it across the key four timeframes because it's the battle of the bulls against the bears across the four key timeframes. I have volume on my charts. I have a couple moving averages. That's it. There's nothing else that's needed. Anything else is garbage or I would have it on there. Like all my podcasts, I hope you find this useful. They come out every Thursday. Subscribe if you want to get notified about them. This is Paul for Discipline Trading Strategies. Good trading, everybody.
This has been a Mission Matters Network production. Listen to this show and browse our entire catalog by visiting missionmatters.com.